The young Christian wanted to know whether a particular religious denomination was endorsed by God. My response was that God endorses no denomination. He, in fact, endorses His Word, and a true Christian must surrender to it. Today there are hundreds, even thousands, of sects, cults, and denominations, each claiming to be the fountain of truth, but all are at serious odds with one another. Over 250 of the sects, cults, and denominations call themselves Christian. Which one is right? The simple answer is that God's Word is right. Men have added and subtracted from the Scripture, creating a huge maze of religious confusion. But God has only authored one book, the majority text, Holy Bible. All Christian groups claim the Bible to be their foundation, so why not eliminate the confusion and embrace only what God embraces, His Word? The Apostle John wrote in Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." Visitors to GodSaidManSaid.com often ask me what church denomination I am affiliated with. The answer to that question is none. I am neither Catholic nor Protestant. I am simply a blood-washed son of God who embraces the Word of God with all my might. Now for today's subject. God said in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, "And on the seventh day God ended His work which He had made, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had made." After 6 days, God ended the creation process. Nothing more was made. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, God says, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." Then in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14, it reads, "I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before Him." Since the beginning of time, nothing has been added or taken away from the creation package. This secret was revealed in the Word of God from the beginning of time. Man said that the Bible is a concoction of the writings of men pretending to be directed by a God who doesn't exist. Man said that the Bible has no real scientific value. Now the record. To me, it is so impressive that thousands of years before modern science discovers a truth, God boldly declares it in His Word. God states that in 6 days He created the heaven and the earth and all that in them is, and that on the seventh day He ended the creation process. Nothing can be added to it or taken from it. In a book titled Many Infallible Proofs, the following enlightening excerpt is found. "This complete cessation of creative activity has been inadvertently recognized by modern science in its formulation of the first law of thermodynamics, the law of conservation of mass energy. This is the most universal and certain of all scientific principles, and it states conclusively that so far as empirical observation has shown, there is nothing now being created anywhere in the known universe." In the passage of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14, quoted from earlier, it said concerning God's creation, "Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it." The first law of thermodynamics not only says nothing more is being created, but also states that nothing is being destroyed, even as quoted in God's Word thousands of years before man discovered this foundational scientific truth. Matter can change form, but it cannot be created or destroyed. Water can be frozen into a solid block of ice, or it can be evaporated into the air. Water can change form, but new water cannot be made, and existing water cannot be destroyed. It simply recycles. God said that in 6 days the creation process was completed, and that it is impossible for man to add to it or destroy it. Man said that the Bible is a concoction of the writings of men pretending to be directed by a God who doesn't exist. Man also said that the Bible has no real scientific value. Now you have the record.